Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. You know what I'll do? I forgot to put up yesterday's podcast.
And oh, yeah?
There was only like little bits and pieces of it. So, might just make this one a mega podcast.
Have we ever done that? Have we ever had...
Are you telling me?
Because we're nearly at 1,000 shows, and you're telling me that you're going to remove a number.
No, I'll go ep 57 and 58, like that. I'll do it like that, like a mega, like two-part series, like The Godfather. No, like Harry Potter. one and two.
Definitely Hallows, one and two.
Yeah, because there's 8 Harry Potter movies, but there's only 7, right?
Yeah, there's only 7 books. There's only 7 stories.
That's what this will be. No. That's the opposite.
Yeah, it's like if they went
podcast
book 4 and 5 is just one movie.
You know they once
has anyone done that?
You know they once did a UFC 37.5.
What was it? A rematch? Was it like
a?
Was it the match had to be like finished? Like it got called off midway through, and they're like, "Come back,
next time."
Like when we had Grand Final 2 Electric Boogaloo. When it was St Kilda Collingwood had to come back the next week and just play the grand final again.
Yeah, your sport's weird.
They fixed that. That doesn't exist anymore.
But I will... Do they have overtime?
Yeah, they now have overtime. Really? And then it will go all the way to golden point.
Really?
Yeah. If you can't sort it in overtime, you get 2 halves of overtime and then there's golden point. And everyone is praying that that never happens because that's so lame.
That would be very, very weird. But... Regardless, I'm going to put all of these podcasts together. Oh, it's pretty long. No, you know what? Forget everything we just said. Forget everything you just said. If you listen to this chronologically, you're going to be like, why were you boys talking about that? I just listened to that podcast, and you are correct, because I'm making 2.
Well done.
So, there you go.
Wow.
But we will kick it off the way we normally do, with Dr. D. Look, mate, I can't help that we did lots of funny stuff, and therefore it made the show longer. But we will bring Dr. D in. He's going to help us. Not with any of that.
Look, all I want to know is, are you dirty inside? Because I thought we should be clean inside. Otherwise, we'd be sick all the time.
Because that's essentially what our eyebrows are, our mouth is. Is it's just like, it's a doormat. Like keeping all, like scuff your feet before you come in.
First up, you don't get to hear the music if you listen to the podcast, but we encourage you to listen live and you can enjoy the music on Triple M, which has changed a little bit over the last month or so. Yep. And I just have some great evidence to say that the people who listen to Triple M daily, live, with the music, I think they're enjoying the change. Good Times, Greatest Hits on Triple M, and it's thanks to you through the Triple M Club. You can join at triplem.com.au, and you wanted like a little change in the old music here on Triple M. We sort of changed it about a month or so ago. All we did was like bring in a few more songs that you wanted. Like on the way this morning, we're going to have a little bit of fun that we wouldn't have played this more than a month ago. You know, that's not Triple M of 2021. That's Triple M of 2022.
Yeah, because we're fun now.
And here's the thing. I think that it's working. A lot of people have been unsure of, like, I don't know if our, like, died-on, you know, like, true blue Triple M supporters will love that. But I tell you what, they bloody do. Man at the shops yesterday, he was like, 60.
Yeah?
You know, so that's, like, that's the upper end of our audience. You know,
that's the upper end of life.
That's it, yeah. And so a man like him would be very set in his ways.
Yep.
He was out the front of the shops busking.
Oh,
he had a little guitar. And when I went into the shop... he was playing like a Triple M classic.
Oh.
He was doing an acoustic version of Living on a Prayer.
Is this what he sounded like?
No. It was like, whoa, we're halfway there. And I was like, oh, he's like a pirate as well. But he was like, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Doing a great job. And so when I was coming out, I was expecting like
throw your hands up.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Who's that? Do you mean like Hunters and Collectors?
I bloody got it, didn't I?
Yeah. If he played that, I would have got it as well. But I came out of the shops to him playing Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
No!
But an acoustic version of that.
Bad Habits, Little Late Night.
You know what? Today's music has ruined everyone. And now I love it. But that just proves it.
Yeah.
That even buskers, who he's probably turned down music labels just so he can play what he wants, he's still going to be like, all right, yeah, I can play Bad Habits. Up next, what? Wonderwall? Yeah, all right.
Have a medical mystery or acquire a remedy, then why not talk to our one and only P-plate physician, Dr. D. Morning, Dr. D. Are you there, mate?
Morning, Mitchell Michael. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm quite well.
That's good.
That's good. I've recovered from my COVID, so thank you for your advice last week. But there was something on my mind that, because we were talking about how your body puts on a fever to try and fight illness, and that can be a bad thing.
Remember, I said, remember I was like, oh, don't get it on Saturday, and everyone laughed because of Saturday night fever.
And it made,
how could I forget that?
It made me think about our bodies and the strange places that they are. And I was wondering, like, why aren't we cleaner inside? Because, like, if I fart in Mitchell's face right now, he could get pink eye. Meaning that there's bad things in my, like, digestion tract. But surely I should be sterile.
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, this is a hard thing to explain because, you know, when you grow up and you're in kindy, your teachers are always just like, you need to wash your hands because if there's germs on your hands, bad things will happen or you'll get sick or you'll pass an illness on to other people. Actually, a lot of the bacteria that we have, not only in our gut but in our skin, is helpful. There are some bacteria that if you didn't have them in your gut, you wouldn't be able to make certain vitamins for yourself.
That's good.
So, like, they're essential to us living, and so we kind of need them there. In saying that, though, there's definitely bad bacteria that will give you infections. And it's more about, like, if the bacteria is in the wrong place in the body, it's more likely to cause some harm.
So, like, if I have soup in a bowl, that's good. But if I put soup in my hat, that's bad.
Yes, that's exactly it.
So do we have E. coli in ourselves?
Yeah, to some degree, some people will. And it's kind of like, well, if E. coli inside your, like, the lower part of your gut is there, that's okay. If you've got E. coli in other places, such as in your eyeball, where you're not supposed to have any bacteria really at all, probably going to cause some problems.
You should not have any soup in your eyeballs.
No soup in your eyeballs. So basically, it's okay to have bad feelings as long as you control them. Like, if they get out of control, that's like your body. Yeah?
Now we're moving into feelings, and that is a completely different can of soup.
Let me go back to soup in the hat.
Thanks, Dr. D.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Michael Ross, 1-800-011-666 is the number I want people to put in their phones, because I want to know, when did you regret your pet? Because I was at the park the other day and I saw a horrific thing happen with a man and his dog. That man did, because it was like, hey, you want to come to the park?
And was he looking at him going, you ain't nothing but a
He was. And he was very disappointed, I think.
He was disappointed in his dog.
He was, because you could tell, I saw them for maybe a minute. They were sort of coming my direction. I was like, oh, that man looks really happy with his dog. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a dog one day. Maybe I could enjoy the highs of having a dog.
Yeah.
Then I saw
the lows.
The lows. And look, this dog, I don't know what it ate. Maybe it had a curry last night. Shouldn't feed your dog a curry. And this is why.
Yeah.
Because, look, it's pretty graphic. But how do I explain this?
I think you already have.
Something happened. And obviously this man was a responsible dog owner.
Yeah.
And he decided to like clean up. And have you ever seen a man try to clean up soup with tongs?
I can now imagine that visual image. I don't think I can ever stop imagining that visual image.
And that is the moment that I think that this man did regret getting his pet. And I want to know, 1-800-011-666, when was the moment you went, I love you, but...
You know, I've had three dogs. Mm-hmm. I've never had to clean up their poop in public.
Really?
Yeah. People think that you have to let them poop in public. You don't. They poop at home. Like, let them go at home. Why don't you want people, like, why would you prefer that? Some people prefer it. They're like, I want it out at a park. So with a man watching me as I scramble to clean up poop soap. 800-011-666 is the number you need to call us anytime before 9 o'clock.
I just want to know pet regrets, because I saw a man that had to clean up his dog's diarrhea. And you could tell he was like, oh, look, all the good times are great, but the bad times, are they worth it?
Now, we got Kylie from Dongra on the line. Kylie, was there a moment you sort of regretted getting your pet?
Well, it was only a few days ago, to be honest. He's been doing all right so far. I've got a six-month-old kitten. How I got him is another story. Freebie at a party.
Let's put that one in the bag. So we're going to save that one. But tell us why you regret it.
He had a moment where he was acting a bit suspicious on the weekend. Looked down, there's a little poo nugget in the middle of the lounge room. I inspect the cat. He's got poo all over him. He got poo up the wall.
What?
Next to his litter box.
What?
So poo all over him, poo everywhere. So I had to chuck him in the shower, and he had the nerve to look offended.
But did he take it like a champ, or did he attack you for being thrown in the water or anything like that?
No, he just kind of gave in and accepted it and did laps of the shower while I sprayed him.
Now do you understand why you got a free kitten at a party?
That one's faulty.
No, I was free.
thanks, Kylie.
It always seems to involve poo in some way.
Yeah, because that's when you know.
Yeah, because then it becomes almost like that's how you have to treat like a baby.
Yeah.
You have to live with the baby, but you chose to get the dog.
Yeah.
My dog, he went kind of one further. My dogs didn't really like each other for a while. They would, like, fight.
Yep.
And during one of the fights, we tried to, like, break them up. And my Jack Russell, Chalky, ended up inside the house.
Yeah.
But, and he was still really mad. Like, he was like, really angry. And we couldn't, like, touch him because we were like, oh, he might bite us. Like, he was, like, so angry at the other dog. And he got scared as well. He's angry and scared. Yeah. And he hid himself between the fridge and the wall, like, where you might store a broom. he just shoved himself in there. And I couldn't, like, pull him out. He was just not happy. And we all had to go out. And so we just left him in the house, and he was not an inside dog. We were like, we're just going to have to leave him here until he calms down. He was just having a moment. And we're like, we left him some food to see if that would, like, cheer him up. And I come home a couple of hours later, and yeah, he's eaten all the food. He got out from between the fridge and the wall, and he's pooped everywhere. And he was so happy. He was so happy to see me. He, like, completely forgot, because they're idiots. He completely forgot that there was this big fight and he was really angry with us. But all were forgiven. He's like, I pooped on your floor. All is forgiven, mate.
Is that why when you're upset at me, I always find you in between the fridge?
I realise that people have been hanging out for this one all week because we weren't on for Monday or Tuesday, and that's when it's normally we kick off the week with a fantastic episode of Days of Our Minds, the best Australian soap since Neighbours wrapped up. And people were asking me, they're saying, why hasn't it been in the podcast? Like, where is it? Why isn't it in the show? And so here's a special episode for you late in the week, another one for you next week. Make sure you tune in every week for Days of Our Minds.
Like sand through the articulated dumpy, so are the days of our minds.
Mark McGowan Manor. State Daddy himself sitting down after a hard week of restriction easing to have a tall glass of water and an off-brand milk arrowroot biscuit.
Hello, State Daddy speaking.
Hello, Mr. Premier. I'm just doing an article on the restrictions and have a few extra questions.
Mark is a go. Fire away.
So masks are off tomorrow morning. Does that include the mines?
Unless you're in Whitnum. Probably keep it on there because of the asbestos. Anyway, yeah, no masks.
And the definition of close contacts, that won't even include intimate partners?
Don't worry. I know how much the miners like to get intimate. They don't call them doggers for nothing. But yeah, the asymptomatic, that's fine.
And finally, will Mr. Palmer be allowed to open new mines in WA?
Don't even get me started on Clive Parmigiana. if we let him in, I'll have to start letting shopping limits back, you know, or he'll eat us out of the bloody house.
I would not. We're on a warning liquid diet.
Who is this? Is this Clive?
All right, fine. It's me. I want back in. How about you and me stop the lawsuit nonsense and fight like men?
All right, let's settle this once and for all.
Do I still need a G2G to get in?
No, that's fine. Just come in there.
I'll see you next week.
Yep.
Tune in next week for another thrilling chapter of Days of Our Minds.
Can't actually tell you how many times we play Sister Hazel for you.
We can tell you how many good times you have. Infinity. But I want to play a game. I want to play a game with you now called SodaStream. Does well. Basically, I'm going to give you an artist, and you're going to tell me which song has more streams.
Okay.
And then you're going to say, SodaStream does well. That's where that name comes from.
Great.
Michael Ross, we're going to start off, because we have had a real, like, a little touch-up of the music.
Mm-hmm.
The Veronicas, a lovely Australian act, Forever. Great song.
You know them. The Twins.
Absolute banger. Or Untouched.
Oh.
Like you on your wedding night.
Forever.
which has had more streams, Forever or Untouched?
See, this is the thing where I have to think about the use of
it. Yeah, it's not just the best song type thing.
Because I would say Untouched is a better song than Forever. Mm-hmm. But would people be playing Forever at like parties and weddings? And so I'm going to go Forever.
Incorrect.
I had it right to begin with.
Untouched, 124 million times, which is you in your life. Oh, that's sad. Guns N' Roses, Michael Ross.
Yeah.
Now, Sweet Child of Mine. Or what the Perth Wildcats won't be saying, because they broke their 35 years of finals. Their home ground is called the Jungle. Michael Ross,
which is weird, because when I think of wildcats, I don't think of jungles.
Okay, wildcats are in the jungle. Michael Ross, what's been streamed more times? Welcome to the Jungle or Sweet Child of Mine?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Correct!
Yes.
Do you want to have a stab in the old dark at how many times?
Sweet Child of Mine has been streamed a billion times.
Yes, as Hillary Clinton once said, one bill, please.
One and bill?
Yeah, 1 billion.
Bonus points!
Yeah, loving it. Michael Ross, finally, Cyndi Lauper.
Just either of them?
we've got Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
They do want to have fun.
Surely nothing beats this when it comes to Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, you'd think that. Time After Time. If you're lost, you can look
and you will find me. Again, the whole like use thing.
Exactly. Which song of Cyndi Lauper's has been streamed more?
I still want to go with Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick by Cyndi on that
one. Log it in, you got it, buddy?
Yes, thank you. Because that is true. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But instead, they have, you know, commitments and responsibilities and, you know, the patriarchy keeping them down. That's what the song's about. As well as, like, their own mothers, because it's like internalized misogyny. You know, it's like it's tough out there in the 80s.
What a know. Fun game, and we're learning.
Here's John Mellencamp now. 840 on Triple M. It's good times, greatest. John Mellencamp, R-O-C-K in the USA, and there was a bit of COVID in the WA, COVID, but it's coming to an end. That's basically what tomorrow means.
It's basically done. Like, I don't want to go out on a limb here. Like, I'm no bloody Roger Cook or that chick, but what's her name?
What, Amber Jade Sanderson?
Yeah, that one. I'm none of them, but like...
I just like that. She's now head of the health when she was like head of like renewable energy. Those are different things.
No, renewable people. And I just think we are officially done with COVID. I'm going to call it.
The only time that you'll get stuck now is if you actually get it, which we reckon there'll be a little spike. Once these masks are off, there'll be a little spike.
Yeah, but me and you are bloody, we're good.
Well, we're good.
Woo!
I've just come out of ISO. While I was in COVID ISO, I needed to get like a delivery of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know if you've used online ordering, but you've got to hit the minimum of 50, and then you can say whether or not you would like substitutes if they don't have exactly what you want. And yep. I'm all about that. I'm all about the subbing because I don't care enough about the brand. If you're like, I'm sorry, we don't have that brand,
yeah,
that does not matter
to
me.
Yeah.
Give me off brand. That's in fact what I picked. I picked the Coles brand.
Is it the same price? Do they give you the same price, or do they charge you more?
I think they have to give you the price that they. Okay. I don't think they could just fudge the numbers and be like, "Oh, we had to give you the more expensive one." But here's the thing.
Oh, you wanted the mince. Sorry, we got you the filet mignon.
I needed some chicken.
Yep.
They said they didn't have chicken. They didn't even sub it for anything else. I was like, I would like 2 chicken breasts, please.
They're like, we got turkey, or even we've got beef, or even we've got that little chicken in the packet that you find in the fridge.
Yeah. Well, like, what about like chicken thigh?
Sliced chicken from the deli.
Chicken necks, which you only generally
chicken
put,
chips.
Like literally chicken anything, and they just said, "No, we don't have chicken."
So I got
nothing. So my whole order was kind of redundant because I got like the vegetables and like spices and stuff to go with chicken, and they didn't even give me any chicken.
What do you mean they didn't? There's no chicken.
No chicken. No, they didn't even sub in a different animal. They didn't say like, "Here's some pork." And it's like the good thing that.
But that's not a thing. How do they? Have you ever been to the shops and they've not had chicken? They always have chicken.
Why didn't you give me a whole chicken? And be like, there's 2 breasts on there.
Why didn't they give you a real chicken from a farm? You do it yourself.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.